commando discussion this morning, as that is now 2 days in a row for me. Yeah. Keeping it real, man. You said you've never tried it?
Nope.
No? Don't even have any aspirations to do so?
No.
Everybody's thought about it, I think, right? At least? Is it that simply that horrifying?
I don't know. I've just never done it, so.
All right, your thoughts on going commando this morning, if it's just something that's just offensive or what? 539-9750 or 238-0975. What do you think?
I think you need to go back home and put some bridges on, dude.
Is that wrong? You've never tried it out before, dude?
No.
Not even once?
No.
Have you never even thought about it?
No.
That's a lie. I know you have.
Well, okay, I have thought about it, but then I watched Blue Collar Comedy and listened to Jeff Foxworthy talk about his wife worrying about having to wash them twice, and I don't like doing laundry.
Yeah, that's true. I meant to say that. One of the reasons why this will not last is because, yeah, the underwear kind of makes it so that you can wear pants more than one day.
I just like to know what you're not trying to be gross, but what are you going to do when you get to sweat and you got all that friction rubbing together?
Cry.
Yeah, I just weep.
Oh.
Thanks for the call this morning, man.
Yeah.
539-9750 or 238-0975. Go ahead. What do you think? What do you think?
I think going commando is sexy.
You think it's sexy?
I do.
For guys and girls, or just one or the other? What do you think?
Just for guys, because for girls you get caught up in places it doesn't belong. But for guys, it's very, very sexy.
Yeah, that's the thing. If you're wearing really tight shorts or something, and you're a guy and you're trying to go do the commando right, you're gonna possibly slice something down there.
Not only that, you're also advertising, and sometimes the advertisement is not such a good thing. But it is. It's
I know better than that. I know better than that. I'm not.
Well,
I'm not ready to be a tight pants guy. I'm
good
not ready
for
to be,
you.
At least not without the help of a sock or something.
No. We can tell the difference between a sock and real. Now, come on. Give us some credit.